Yeah, man. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, aka the voice of the streets. It's the motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. I got him back in this bitch again.
Yeah.
Bum ass nigga, this the fifth time, ho.
Huh?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yeah. No, you tired with your Guavo Chavo, bro.
Shout out to my nigga Chop, man. Hey, man. Say, man. Hey, man. This the nickel right here.
Yeah, the fifth one, dog. That shit crazy, bro. Like, but like, niggas probably look at them and be like, man, we ain't got it. Damn, they ain't got no motherfucking five interviews. But I know it's two of them that y'all probably ain't seen. It's like, it's three of them that's on, well, including this one, of course. But
yeah.
It's two of them that's not online, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got an unreleased one. And then we got one that man, he told me take down. I had to take it down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's it. So it's two of them.
I ain't had to really do all that. Man, just take the whole interview down. Fuck it. See, niggas doing too much. Yeah, I was tweaking.
It's all good. But shit, we might put that motherfucker back up. And you know what I'm saying?
Get him there, man. Just drop that motherfucker. Let that motherfucker fly, man.
Yeah.
So they can know we really mean it when we say fire.
Yeah.
They might not never get the other one because of some other shit going on. But we could take bits and pieces out that shit.
Right. Yeah, we might put that out like years down the line when you blow, like really blow, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like the unreleased Black Aladdin interview or some shit. I still got the audio.
Never before seen.
Yeah. We could drop that shit. But shit, dog, what's new with you, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? You still popping your shit. I still been seeing you with everybody, bro. I've been seeing you with C. Been seeing you with Funny Money. Been seeing you with new shit with Chicken, bro. Like, battles.
Yeah.
Talk about what's going on, bro?
I just dropped the Paramount mixtape.
Yes,
that's a double disc. You feel me? I got a lot of up-and-coming artists on there. Well, really, I ain't gonna really say that because it's a couple niggas like shout out my nigga Skills.
Yeah.
Dollar Sign Kill.
Yeah,
like Skills, niggas who been doing it, but they underrated. Like they ain't really get their respect and they code as a bitch. So that's one of the niggas who I put him on two songs on my shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I fuck with Skills. Yeah. That's my brother for real. Yeah. And we should have way more music, but Fastlane T, that's one of my artists right there.
Yeah.
She going crazy. She on that hustling, that some money with me and Skills.
Yeah.
Then my nigga slapping ass Mo. He underrated.
Shout out
niggas
Mo.
Mo never really officially dropped. You know what I'm saying? So, who else I got on there? My nigga Damn Lava. My nigga Z-Way 36. Underrated niggas for real. Like I'm DJ Woo Kid. That's my little brother.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to forget nobody, bro. Cause they, you know what I'm saying. It's 40 fucking songs, man. Somebody gonna get forgot. But shout out to everybody on that motherfucker. We did our big one, you feel me?
Yeah. But shit, what made you put 40 songs on that motherfucker, bro?
Because, bro, I got my own studio.
Okay. So, I'm
looking in the motherfucking files, and I'm just playing shit.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find the best songs to go on my next shit. But I keep making shit, you know, niggas smoking, drinking, doing whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I keep making music.
Yeah.
But then I got so much shit that the world never heard, and it's old to me. I'm like, I'm about to let all that shit fly. But, bro, and y'all won't believe me if I tell y'all, like, I got, at that time, it was 636 unreleased songs, bro, since 2021. Like, I really worked, bro. Like, I got sick, I swear to God, on the Holy Bible, 636 songs, bro. So I'm like, damn. Okay, what I'm going to do with all this? You know, a lot of shit, no hook, or I just go in there, or some shit got hooked, some shit just little verses, just plenty little shit, but it's 636 projects. So with me giving them 40, it's like, shit, nothing. Y'all better be lucky y'all ain't get the other 590. You know what I'm saying? I got so much shit, bro. And a lot of that shit, I made 3-4 songs in the night, just going, drunk, leaning, whatever I'm on at the time, smoking, whatever. If I'm just in mode, I just go.
That's crazy, bro. Yeah, that work out there is insane. Dog, like, before I say what I'm about to say, the only person that, I remember me and Certified Trapper, we talked about doing a mixtape, but he did tell me, he was like, dog, I dare near might put like 30, 40 songs on that motherfucker.
Oh, for real?
I swear to God, it was an idea. He said it, but he never did it, though. You know what I'm saying? But he did say, he's like, man, I might put like, I said, how many songs you want on that motherfucker, bro? He said, shit, I might do like 30, 40 songs on that motherfucker.
See?
I was crying laughing, bro, because I thought he was dead ass serious.
But the way that you do it, that's why I did like this one, this two. The only difference is it ain't the back in the day era, so they not getting a physical disc.
CD, yeah.
Like, it'd be different. Like, niggas would have been happy as fuck if I would have been doing this shit back when we was doing this shit for real. Nigga buy your CD and there's two of them in there.
Bro.
And he only gave you $5 or something. Nigga would have been like, oh yeah, man, look. Nigga, by the time they scratch the first one up, they gonna scratch, you feel me? You gonna get a lot of play for a long time. But with it being a streaming era, you know what I'm saying? The attention span is so short and little,
yeah,
it's hard to fucking, you know what I'm saying, for them to keep up with 40 songs. So they like, why dude drop all this shit? You know what I'm saying? I feel like the game watered down. They ain't really appreciating that type of shit no more.
Yeah.
And that shit really, like, inspired off of, you remember when Nelly did Sweatsuit?
Yeah, that, yeah.
Suit Sweat, yeah, yeah. He had them two discs at the same time.
One was like a hip-hop and one was like a rock and roll or yeah, some country or some shit.
That's all yeah, I could think of when I was doing this. Even though I didn't take it to the point where I'm splitting the genres. I'm just doing me on both.
Yeah.
But just shit like that, I'm like, take it back to the essence when niggas was doing double discs. Like, who the fuck yeah, in the middle and dropped a double disc in a minute? Niggas might drop two mixtapes back to back, but yeah, a double disc on the same. I just try to do different shit. But I never knew Certified said that.
Yeah, he said that, bro. Like, I think that's the first time I said it on the podcast shit. But yeah, he definitely, it was an idea. He definitely did want to do 30, 40 songs on a mixtape we was about to do.
Well, that nigga got to do 50 now, man. Shout out to him. I might beat him to that, man.
Real, no, shout out
Certified Trapper. I fuck with his shit.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, man. But shit. Like, you got plenty of shit out, man. Like, you got the song with Funny Money and Big C, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit's super crazy, bro. Like, tell us how that shit even came about. if you can't talk about it, bro.
So, it was just a lot of politics going on in the streets. You know what I'm saying? That the 100 Days song I got with BT, Big C. Shout out to my nigga Big C.
Yeah, shout out C, man.
And my mama, his fat cracking ass. You feel me? Shout out to my nigga Funny Money.
Yeah,
you feel me?
Funny.
You know, real street niggas. You know what I'm saying? So when we I really was trying to get my artist out here, Mo Cheese.
Yeah, okay.
So I really did the song because I'm like, damn, I want to get my little brother on something, but I want him on some. Of course, he gonna do something with me. Yeah, I'm a name, but he got plenty of access to me. I want niggas in his hood to be like, okay, he fucking with some other nigga. He doing, you know what I'm saying? He networking.
Yeah.
So the original plan was to get Dead End Quan on the song. So I'm like, I've been fucking with Quan since middle school. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never had a problem with Quan. None of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was cool as fuck. I knew bro, so I was like 13 years old or some shit. You know what I'm saying? At Bell. Like, we went to Alexander Graham Bell on the south side, across street from Hamilton. We went to Tech together, all that shit. So, I'm not thinking nothing of, you know what I'm saying, whatever politics niggas got going on in the streets. But if niggas follow back, you said we got 5 interviews. If you follow back, I've always been, like, the anti, like, I ain't, hell no. If your name ain't anything, nigga, I ain't fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I get the verse from Quan or whatever. I throw him a couple dollars for it and everything because I'm just network. I like to get shit done, bro. Like, hey, what you gonna do this? Woo, let's do it. I wasn't really tripping because I had the vision. Like I told you, I'm trying to invest in my artist at the time. So I'm like, it's really for little bro, but I want to give some limelight. Like, we gonna get Quan on there. Mm. Boom, he sent it back. He took a long ass time to send the motherfucking song back too, but he did send it back. You know what I'm saying? He kept it 100, sent it to me, whatever. But then my nigga called me like, first, I sent my nigga the song earlier that day. He like, y'all went so crazy. Lil Bro wasn't even on the song yet.
Okay.
It was just me and Quan at first because that was the original plan for me to let Bro see how they come so he don't get, you know what I'm saying, sidetracked. I want him to do him, but I want to also know, like, you got a kill dog on this song.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when we get fam verse back, you could go crazy. My nigga Bro called me like, man, dude. He said the song banging, then hours go by. He called me that same night, like, man, that nigga Quan, man, stop fucking with dude, bro. Woo, woo. His name in real life paperwork, he did all this extra ass shit. So I'm like, I ain't really, you know what I'm saying, think nothing of it until motherfuckers was sending me paperwork, but it was like his name was blacked out. If it was his name, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, I never still didn't see his name. I just seen some shit blacked out. But it's like, bro, this one of my best friends, bro, who ain't gonna never lie to me about shit. You know what I'm saying? So I took his word for it, and I'm just like, I'm trying to get my artists out here, too, at the same time. Like, all right, we got to put a pause on that feature, and let me get Funny on there real quick. I'll put Funny on that motherfucker and put C on there.
Yeah.
Fuck it. These my niggas for real anyway, so it ain't like these my niggas for real.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. I felt like I knew Quan, too, on that type of tip where I, you know, could do some business with him. But I'm like, hell no, I can't do nothing to jeopardize nobody's name until everything come to the light and everything get clear and all the smoke. And I ain't trying to clout chase and just put no nigga name in no interview, none of that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't saying the nigga did tell. But with accusations and allegations in the air, I got to pull the plug, put that on pause, you know what I'm saying, and go another route with it. Because right. I got some other shit. Hell no, nah, my nigga.
Yeah, but that shit, that's what anybody do. I guarantee if bro was in that situation, he'd do the same thing.
Yeah, like if they told, oh, man, tell it. Yeah. He'd have been like, oh, man. Any one of these niggas would have been, nigga, even funny, nigga, Big C, anybody. Yeah. Yeah, love them niggas to death. But at the end of the day, this shit, if some shit come on my name, like I done told or did some shit, I expect niggas to not fuck with me. Even if I didn't do it, I feel like, man, y'all should know me better than until the legit paperwork comes out that's clearing my name and niggas is calling home saying I didn't do that shit and woo woo, the exact person getting on camera saying woo woo and they showing their paperwork and I'm not in it. I would expect them to not fuck with me.
Facts. Because that's going to fuck up a lot of people's name. But like, I know I ain't going to say too much, but we was talking a little bit off camera. But like, I just feel like, I know a lot of people say that it'd be a good idea, like, for a motherfucker to just have anybody's voice heard, like, whether they told or whatever, but I just tell everybody, bro, it'd be bad for business on me because, like, it hurt my business, like, when I, you know what I'm saying, like, when I do give them a chance, because I ain't about to say dog name, but shit, I gave an artist like that a chance already, and, shit, it ain't, I lost a lot of business, like, it's some rappers, like, right now, that don't fuck with me based off of that interview.
Well, Cab Driver.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's still Milwaukee rappers. They just think about who you never seen on Mixtape Trappers or who you seen and you ain't never seen them again after that interview. Just think to yourself, them the niggas that be like,
that's because them niggas can't come back five times like me. You feel me? That's why, man.
Right.
Niggas ain't, you got to come up here a couple times, Mr. Nigga, get familiar. Because
yeah.
Honestly, I see a nigga once or twice, and I just feel like he ain't, okay, let me see if I keep seeing him.
Yeah.
And when I don't see niggas no more, it'd be a lot of them niggas, so it's kind of hard to, but I see what you're saying, though, but, you know, shit, they can't really feel no type of way about you, because you the platform, bro. So you supposed to get both sides of the story, you feel me? You not being messy or nothing, but if y'all claim y'all want to be entertained, this is a music business, this is an industry. So if it's rumors going around, you giving people a chance to clear that up. That's what the fuck a nigga sit across this table for, to clear that shit up.
Facts.
And if you know this shit going on with your name, then why the fuck, and you don't want it to hit the TV screen, why the fuck did you come sit right here?
For real.
You ain't even got to come up here and say shit. Ain't nobody making you come up here.
Right, you ain't got to.
If you come, yeah, like if you come up here, you got to come talk your shit. And nigga gonna ask you about that. Because this is the streets. It's a trappers, man. Mixtapes and trappers are in the streets. You feel me? Both of them. So it's like, nigga, you know where you coming to. You know what you coming for. And you, DJ Jerry can't control how the people react to questions. You know what I'm saying? To interviews and shit.
Yeah.
The comment section is the comment section. People gonna troll. People gonna woo-woo. So when people start seeing them comments and they ain't what they expected them to be, niggas, oh, no, hell no, don't.
Take it down.
They erase. Yeah, delete. This never happened. It happened. We watched it, man. You know what I'm saying? It's up there, man. That's why I like when we did, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when I was like, man, take down that Crip Mac shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Just because how the caption was.
Yeah.
I still stand on what the fuck I said. But I don't want to make it seem like I'm on no police-y shit.
Exactly.
Like, I don't want to, like, it was just a choice of words, like, explains why he's involved in King Yellow Shoot.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, I wasn't trying to get particular like that. But you just know how the streets go. I was just talking my shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And like, it's, like, even me, like, I fuck up, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie and be like, oh, man, I was right, man, the way I did it. Hell no, bro. Like, because I looked at it from your side because I was like, damn, bro, that kind of would look kind of crazy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, because I got to go out there and fuck with them niggas, Geechee, Gotti, and all. Like, I fuck with Crips and shit. Like, nigga, I'm tapped in with niggas who rap and do shit. So I don't want to be out there and the motherfucker making it seem like it's that. Like, bro, it ain't that, my nigga.
Like, dude snitching on the interview type shit.
Yeah, like, what? And then, and I'm really just, it's really just a motherfucking hypothesis or a myth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We just talking shit, podcasting, doing what we do. Mm. But another nigga who, you know what I'm saying? It's him, like, who y'all talking about. They be watching shit, you know what I'm saying? So a nigga like, man, don't say no shit like that. That's respectful.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And I understood that shit. Even, Crip Mac had comment on there, dog. He was just like, man, y'all some busters, man. Yeah, like, y'all some busters, bro.
He's
like,
what he say on 5-5. I don't know. Hey, I'm like, man.
Y'all some busters, dog. Like,
shout out to Crip Mac,
yeah,
man.
Shout out Crip. Free Crip Mac.
He
free.
A real street nigga. Yeah, man. Free Crip Mac, man. Yeah. I fuck with Crip Mac, though. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I kind of was salty, too. I'm like, damn, I fuck with Crip Mac. But I feel where he was coming from.
Yeah. No bullshit. Hey, I know you seen it, bro. It went viral, bro. YBC Dub, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess he a rapper from Philly. You know what I'm saying? Like, he...
That motherfucker got me smacked.
Who? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
yeah. The Philly rapper. Yeah, the Philly rapper, bro. Like, he... I don't know. I guess he got a lot of outs, bro. Like, I guess he was digging somebody's grave, bro. Like, that went viral. You know, he got killed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? He got killed recently. They had caught the video just released. I guess they caught him. He was just in the car, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? A white truck pulled up on him and just, you know what I'm saying, aired him out. So, like, what you think about just Doe and just the whole situation, the aftermath of what happened?
You could never get too fucking cocky with this shit. I don't know if they did that interview when he was like, a bullet ain't never hit me yet.
Yeah.
Was that out before he got killed?
Yes, it came out the day before he got killed.
Okay, so that's the thing. And I ain't trying to get to, because he probably got homies and shit who watching the screen right now, like, what he got to say about fans? You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas chill out. You know what I'm saying? We gonna get to it. But, you know what I'm saying? Relax, man. But it's some real shit. You can't just do shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't put that type of energy in a universe like you just bulletproof, or like you just bigger than, larger than life. Like, can't nothing happen to you, bro. Right. Because, bro, I was always taught, it don't matter how much money you got, how much power, respect, anything that you could possibly have to make you him, you can never buy back yesterday.
Facts.
The richest nigga on the planet cannot buy yesterday back. So ain't nobody larger than this shit. This is what the fuck this shit is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be out here dropping your nuts on niggas like that, bro. And then niggas gonna feel tested, and they done lost niggas behind this shit. You talking like, woo, woo. Bro, you making it a nigga duty to get on your ass. Like, you can't put that type of energy out there. A nigga gonna come holler at you.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
Yeah, I just think digging a grave thing was kind of crazy.
That was super crazy. I don't even want to speak on that tip because that's a sensitive. That was crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I would never. I don't give a like. That was crazy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can't say can't nobody feel bad or woo woo, but somebody should have stopped him from doing that shit.
Because like his guys.
Yeah, like whoever loved him, woo woo, like man, bro. Yeah. Even though can't nobody control what nobody do. Niggas shouldn't let him do that, bro. Yeah. Like, I ain't gonna never let one of my niggas, because, I don't know, me and my niggas, we different. So, like, before we do videos and put them on and shit, we send them to each other, be like, this look good, or this cold, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, it's still private right now, like, how that shit look.
Yeah.
And nigga, one of my niggas would have sent me that, I'd have been like, I'd have called him so fat. Where you at, bro? I'm about to come pull up on you. I don't even want to talk about this on the phone. I'm finna come holler at you, like, bro, oh my nigga, erase all that shit out your phone. Why would you even go do... And who all seen this shit? Like, we got to get down to the bottom of this right now, because nigga going to come for you about that. That shit crazy, my nigga. Ain't that shit like, and on top of that, niggas be having super balls. Like, he ain't catching no case for that or nothing?
Nah,
That's hot. Yeah, like, I don't know. Niggas be playing with fire.
Yeah, that was super hot, bro. Yeah, but RP bro, man, but shit, like, the only thing that's crazy is
RP to everybody who was lost in that situation on both sides. That's was unnecessary, bro.
Yeah.
Whatever they was beefing about, it was not that worth them niggas' life.
Real.
They dying over blocks that's still gonna be there when they gone.
Yeah, that's crazy, dog. Well, shit, dog. I don't know if you sent it or not, but I'll show it to you if you ain't. But you fuck with Rob 49.
What's happening, baby?
Yeah. My
what'd he say? Pop that cat. I fuck with Rob. Yeah.
Hey, he be going crazy, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with Rob 49, dog. I fuck with dog hard.
Shout out to Rob, man.
Like, he can go crazy, but shit, like, the pictures leaked with him in the army, bro.
What, right now?
Yes, bro.
He went to the army?
Yeah.
It's over?
No, it's like, I guess when he was young, I guess. He was in the army.
Niggas was lost back then. Niggas ain't know. Niggas was trying to figure out the way. You know, they come to the motherfucking, to the school and be in the cafeteria, like, who signed up trying to mold you early.
Yeah, you remember that?
Like,
by the time
you 18, you be like, wow, I really signed up to be in the Navy. Like, I'm really one of them ones.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this no more. You got to follow through with it. You already signed that shit.
Niggas had some, like, niggas always say crazy shit, bro. They was like, man, how was he talking all this gang shit? He in the army, bro. Like,
yeah, you got to shoot real guns in the army. That's the real war. The army is the real war.
Real.
The streets ain't, that's a war too, but the army is on site.
Yeah.
That's the real, that's what the fuck they in. They trained to really get busy. Mm-hmm. That's how the fuck we keeping our country on top the way we keep them, because they got a fucking unfuckwittable army. If they could just come down here and fuck us over and run over us, somebody would have been came took this bitch over. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
For real.
Man, I ain't knocking him for that. That let me know he even more of a real shooter.
Right.
Like, I know this ain't like, don't you try to touch his Rod 49 chain, you gonna be, you feel me? He probably got the best aim. These niggas be talking that shit. He really trained.
I think he'll lay something down, bro. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah.
Like, I think he'll lay something down.
Money Man too. I be seeing him shoot that bitch.
Twister too.
He be
shooting that motherfucker. He stay at the range, bro. And he got plenty of shit, dog.
Twister be shooting that motherfucker and rapping with that motherfucker at the same time. Fast as a bitch.
Yeah, these niggas crazy, dog. Hell yeah, dog. Like, I see a lot of Da Vinci. Like, that's your artist too. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. That's my little brother, too.
Yeah, okay.
Like, little bro, he's so fucking cold, my nigga. Like, niggas don't know how cold that little nigga really is. Like, he's very talented. And he's versatile as fuck.
Yeah.
That nigga, he might... Bro, his R&B shit cold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When he get on that type of time. Then when he get on, like, that gangster shit. Mm-hmm. That Milwaukee shit. Niggas just gotta really know him to really... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, not knowing personally, but, like, once you listen to a nice catalog of his music, he gonna be in your playlist forever.
Yeah. Because, you know, the only shit I heard was the shit with you, him, and Lil Trey.
That's one of them ones.
Yeah.
And that was, like, really just us freestyling off the head. Like, we did that song in probably, like, 20 minutes.
Damn.
Nigga, we was just passing the headphones around in the studio. You do four, I do four, Trey do four, keep it going.
Yeah.
My mama, then we did that shit 3-4 times, and that shit was a hit.
Yeah.
Trey was like, damn, this motherfucker, damn, I might put this motherfucker on my mixtape.
On the real.
My mama.
Yeah, all y'all got off, though. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody got off.
Yeah, that was one of them ones. That's a classic. We just shot that video, too. The video just dropped.
Oh, when it dropped? Today?
Nah, it dropped, like, last week. We need to post that on mixtape.
Yeah, Trappers, I was about to say, yeah, I ain't see that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely gotta see it. Man, you should have, niggas should have sent it to me.
I know. I've been doing too much. I've been doing too much. But the promo, everything about to turn up. Like,
yeah.
Everything about to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, by the time this interview come out, like, the promo gonna be turned up.
Right. Hell yeah. Because, you know, we got a seminar coming up. It's like how to get a buzz in Milwaukee, bro. Like, and you know, like, not any rapper, like, I don't give a fuck from what any era of Milwaukee music, like, I feel like that's a hard thing to do, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what do you think is the most important step to getting a buzz in Milwaukee, just specifically?
See, they changed the game so much, it's hard to say. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm starting to see different shit work for different people.
Yeah.
Like, I'm seeing the,
JP.
Frank.
I
was gonna say that's Frank. I'm seeing that shit, like the little TikTok and the dancey trend work for him. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, well, that's really like Frank. JP is more of the harmonizing and shit that's working for him. And it's got the other, you know, the ass shaking. So they doing their big one with that. But then I'm seeing like how Certified Trapper Wave came with the claps and all the beats, and it's a little slower, but he talking that shit in the bass hard as a bitch.
Yeah.
That wave. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And his shit was more like, I ain't gonna really say TikTok-y. I feel like he took over the gram more than anything in Facebook. Like, it wasn't really a lot of dancing to his shit. Like, people started that shit once he was really popping a little bit more. But I've been watching Lil Nigga for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So maybe I'm...
But he did go viral
first.
He was
still holding the phone like this every video. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like 3-4 years ago. So.
Yeah. But he did, he was going viral on Instagram, but like he really, really blew when he was like posting on TikTok every day, bro.
Okay. And see, then that's where I could be wrong because I really don't be on TikTok.
Yeah. He was active on TikTok.
That's why a lot of these niggas got me beat too right now. Because niggas can't really, you know what I'm saying? Fuck with a motherfucker, but like a lot of these niggas be blowing up, bro, off TikTok.
Yeah,
like I just seen some little niggas in Florida smacking on that motherfucker. Like my daughter's gonna be watching that shit. I'm like, I can't keep up with all this new shit with all the so many artists coming out at one time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'd be really just more like, and I'd be really in the booth on their ass.
Yeah,
and really on Instagram and fucking around on there. But once I get control of that TikTok. These niggas is over with.
Yeah. I feel like that's the key, bro. Like, to anybody getting a buzz, if you catch on TikTok, bro, it's a wrap, bro. Like, it is just one video. Like, you need one video to hit, like, an M on TikTok, nigga, and I feel like you good. That's any artist, any city. I don't give a fuck who you is. So, that I think, and I've been seeing it, too. Like, I'm like, damn, like.
That shit. But, yeah, I mean, because it'd be hard to, just stay doing that. I don't know. I see a lot of dancing on that shit. I don't dance.
Yeah.
So it's like, shit. I am hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got some skits in the cut. So crazy.
But, bro, like, nigga, I know you said you don't be on TikTok, but if you really look deep dive, bro, it's motherfucking cooks on there. Motherfuckers be, like, hitting the bone on the ribs. Like shit like that. They be going, them videos be hitting, like, 3-4 million, bro. So, like, I feel like, I done seen, like, thousands of videos go viral without no dancing, bro, on TikTok. Swear to God.
So what you see me doing on that motherfucker?
Bro.
I like what Real Street Comedy be doing on his shit.
Yeah, he funny, dog.
Cheap-ass niggas. Yeah. Bitch-ass niggas. I like when, you know what I'm saying, he be talking his shit.
Yeah.
He found his line with that shit. That's dope.
Yeah, big money, dog. Yeah, he figured it out, bro. Like, he figured that shit out, bro. He know what he doing. And he ain't scared to, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
too real. He another
Yeah, too real. Man. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It is certain, bro. I'm a, you know what I'm saying?
Like, bro, I see you doing, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like.
I was doing them type of little videos, but I just, I don't know. I couldn't be consistent, man.
Yeah.
I gotta stay consistent. I'd be in the booth. That's how I got 636 songs.
Yeah.
I'd be really trying to focus on mastering what the fuck I do.
Yeah. Man. Duh, it gotta be, man, bro, you really could do anything, bro. Like, I could picture you doing, like, a comedy skit, like, but
yeah.
I could picture you doing, like, even, like, one of them Trinity videos, like, you know, like, when they were like, show me the money, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, little shit like that. Like, even a Demure, like, Demir, whatever the fuck
worked. Also,
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to catch. Yeah. Like, something you do going to, like, catch. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you going to make it. You like, man, the bitch suck my dick, Demure, like, or whatever the fuck. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that'll go viral. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just
like that shit. I just woke up one day and everybody was saying that shit.
Yeah, bro. Like,
the impact that shit got, bro, on the culture is crazy.
Yeah, bro. That's wild, dog. That's
watch this, though. I'm turning up that TikTok, nigga, by motherfucking 2025 January, nigga. I'm gonna be that nigga on TikTok. So y'all, I'm coming. I'm gonna start tomorrow. Fuck it, Jerry. I'm on the ass. I'm gonna start. I'm consistent for tomorrow. Every day, I'm going to post a new video.
Please, bro. Do it for me, bro. Like,
Every day. At least five a week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Bro, and some niggas is discouraged. Because, if I show you Mixtape Trappers TikTok, nigga, some of that shit on there got 40 views.
Yeah.
For real. Like, nigga, 40 views on TikTok. Like, you know what I'm saying? But I'll leave that shit up, bro. Like, hey, but the Certified Trapper, what, that one got, like, what? Like 10,000 views or some shit. So, like, bro, I don't care.
Whatever
bro.
It do is what it do.
Whatever it do is what it do, bro. It just like shit. That shit get 40 views. That shit get 10,000 views.
Nigga, you tried.
Exactly. You I'm still post on that motherfucker because something gonna hit. Like, just need one video to hit. That's it. Hell yeah, dog. But shit, dog, who you want to shout out, dog, before we get out this motherfucker, bro?
I want to shout out everybody in the scene of the Midwest, man, in battle rap. I fuck with the culture right now. Yeah. You feel me? It's a lot of leagues going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke Room Battle League, Jack City Battle League. Bro, it's TOS, Black Elite, of course, my
yeah,
shit.
Black, Elite. Yeah,
Black
yeah.
Ice Cartel. It's yeah. a lot of leagues, bro, and it's a lot of artists out here who really working.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And every I don't want people to sleep on the scene of battle rap in the Midwest, bro. Cause it's bro, these niggas some of the best rappers in the world, bro.
For real.
I'm talking about like really, bro, the wordplay so godly, like niggas gotta really
catch. Yeah, you gotta catch.
And that it show you like when you start back when you take it back to the studio, bro, you just be colder. Because you can play with words so differently now. You're around some of the best niggas who do the craziest shit with shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to shout out the whole scene of the Midwest, the battle rap scene.
Bro, I'm cracking up because I'm thinking about, like, just the battle rap shit. My nigga, shout out my nigga LL Cool G, man.
Shout out to LL Cool G.
Bro, Cool G bars, bro. Listen, bro. Bro,
I was just talking to Coogi before I came here too.
Bro, his bars, bro, was insane, bro. Like he'd be nigga, ask him, he'd be in my living room with my daughter that just was recording.
Yeah.
Bro, when she was little, bro, like we'd be bro, my daughter playing a video game, watching SpongeBob, bro. He'd have me cracking up, bro. Like, cause the bars would be so cold, bro.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, how you just even think of that shit, bro?
Oh,
like,
mama.
Like I just never forget the what the fuck? He gonna be cracking up. Hold on, what I used to be laughing about the fucking is the Will Smith Uncle Phil line, bro. Like, what the fuck does nigga say? I forgot, bro. I can't even think right. But yeah. It was cold as a bitch.
I already know, bro.
It was cold as a bitch.
Niggas
bro.
Do that shit.
It was cold as he said pockets full of grass like Phil. He said something Will like I forgot, bro. It was the way he put it, bro. Ask him, bro. I'm a matter of fact, I'm gonna play
shit.
He
gonna see this.
Yeah, he gonna see it,
he
bro.
He gonna see
he
this.
He know what I'm talking about. I just ain't heard that shit in years, bro. That's why I remember, bro. But that shit, he was, dog, them bars fire, bro.
We just had a big ass card on my lead, and a nigga Coogi is supposed to battle.
Yeah.
He did not come.
Oh, damn. Damn. I wonder why he ain't
pull
up.
Bro, a lot of niggas didn't pull up. But we had 10 battles, and I think like 5 or 6 of them happened.
Damn.
So that was still good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And a lot of niggas got smoked that night. Mm-hmm. A lot of niggas, fuck it, took the mic home with them. You
right. Yeah, but hopefully, man, a matter of fact, I'm going to hit his ass up too, man. I'm going to be like, man, battle shit. Like, would you battle Coogi though?
Mm-mm. That's my nigga.
Yeah. Also, it, like in the battle shit, if y'all cool, y'all don't battle type shit.
I mean, you could still, but like, I wouldn't battle Coogi. There's so many other niggas I could destroy.
Yeah.
Why the fuck would I want to try to take it out on the nigga from my hometown? Like, that's
exactly
if I battle a nigga from the mill, it's gonna be a nigga with less of a name than me who I'm giving a shot because, bro, I'm going out here battling big niggas.
Yeah,
like I'm battling the top niggas in the world, Craig. I'm JC, Swamp, Chef Tread, Shotgun Shug, Quantum Physics, Quartet. Like, I'm battling heavy niggas.
Yeah.
A-War, bro. Bro, that nigga like number 3 in the world.
Damn.
Like, I'm going out here with Jedis and Warriors, bro. Niggas like Heron and, bro, the list go on and on. And then it's niggas who don't got that big of a name. Even when I do battle them, they cold as fuck.
Yeah.
Like the nigga Tony Grimes from Chicago. He almost kicked my ass, but I got him, got him off me.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of niggas who they don't play either. You know what I'm saying? So. If I'm a battle with nigga from the mill, it's gonna be a nigga with less of a name than me in battle rap.
Right.
Coogi a way bigger name than me in battle rap. So it's like, hell no. And then for me to even be coming for him, like I want his spot or something, like I really don't. I wanna see bro shine. Like him, Vixen the Assassin.
Oh yeah, yeah. She's go crazy, bro.
Even Bankhead.
Yeah.
GE, a lot of niggas, bro, Shadow.
Yeah.
Megalodon, like, it's niggas I want to see shine with that shit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Jig, he be bullshitting, though, man. Jig don't rap no more, man.
I ain't seen his ass in a minute.
Hell yeah. Showstopper, Killer B, a lot of niggas, bro. Like, niggas cold. But, shit, the niggas I want to destroy is the niggas who up there.
Right? Yeah.
In other states and shit. Because it's really us against them. You feel me?
No, you good. Hell yeah, dog. Like, yeah, dog. But shit, like, who you, before we get out of here, bro, like, man, who you want to battle, bro? Like, just put it on the floor right now.
Man,
bro.
Put it on the floor right now. I don't really like giving niggas limelight like that because niggas be looking like I'm chasing it.
Yeah.
And I'm really not. The niggas that I want to battle, I can't even say because I'm about to battle them. It's already booked.
Yeah.
And okay. I don't want to leak it because I know the league don't really want me to. I already, everybody who I want to battle, I'm about to battle already.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I got flyers in my phone and everything. Yeah. But other than them niggas, the one nigga I can say, Rum Nitty.
Yeah.
One day I'm going to smoke Rum Nitty.
Rum Nitty.
Rum Nitty. Nitty.
Yeah, yeah.
Rum.
Yeah.
That's one nigga.
Dog, get his ass on here, dog. I'm going to tag him, bro. Tag him on here. Get him on here, man.
Tag Rum Nitty, Nitty, man.
Battle of Black Aladdin, man. We're going to get this shit cracking, bro.
Get this shit cracking, man. You already know what it is. Black Aladdin TV, man. Like, comment, subscribe. Hold on, wait, too. I want to shout out a couple artists. Bank R. Lily, she just left. Slapping Ass Mo. Lotto Da Vinci. The whole mob, man. Everybody who doing they big ones. Z-Way 36. We here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We, everybody, bro. Like, everybody doing their things. Too many more. Jungle Baby.
Yeah,
Jungle.
Yeah, all
yeah, everybody. Lil Trey. Big C. Funny. Everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We outside with this shit. My nigga Skills. DJ Jerry. Ho.
Yeah.
Ho Mixtape Trappers, bitch.
Yeah. You already know what the fuck it is, man. DJ Jerry, a.k.a. the voice of the streets. It's that motherfucking Mixtape Trappers Radio, man. Black Aladdin. What's happening?
Gang.